All right, welcome to episode 3 of Big Screen Small Talk. I'm Anthony Mottola.
I'm Ryan Waltz.
And on this edition, we're going to be getting into a recap of season 4 of The Walking Dead, which wrapped up last Sunday with the finale.
Yeah, a little late, but...
you know, better late than never. Let everybody get a chance to digest...
what they saw.
What happened. Digest Terminus, and what people who are unfamiliar with the comic... might think Terminus is. Although Terminus, I don't believe, is in the comic book.
Not by that name.
I'm not caught up as you are. I think I'm a little bit past where we're at right now, or maybe more than past it. Because
you're past where we are right now in the book. I am caught up complete. I go out every Wednesday and get comics, so I pick up my Walking Dead when it comes out, and I'm caught up. So there will be spoilers.
Yes, yeah, spoiler alerts. But hopefully. Everyone who listens that is into The Walking Dead has seen the wrap up of this season anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Overall, as a whole on this season,
Preparation H feels good
on the whole. Yes, I think this was maybe the worst season for the series so far. It was very slow to me anyway. Not much happened. The finale I thought was the best episode.
See, I disagree with that a little bit. I believe the first half. Okay, the worst season of Walking Dead was the last half of season 3 and the first half of season 4.
Okay. They dragged the prison on way too long.
Prison took fucking forever.
They were just there way too long. And I didn't like the governor.
It's because, well, see, here's the thing. I think the majority of the public did like the governor. And that's why they drug it out forever. Because they're like, well, we can't.
What bothers
kill
me is
when
that
we're supposed to.
I feel like a majority of the public has no concept of the book whatsoever.
Well, yeah, obviously.
You know, the governor was a fucking Boy Scout on this show compared to what he was in the book. He was a ruthless, dirty, filthy, despicable person.
Rapist?
Yeah, rapist. Making out with his daughter, his zombie daughter.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you don't remember he kissed her? He pulled her teeth out. With the pliers. Yes, I'm telling you.
Okay, I believe you. It's been a while since I've read that compendium one.
I mean, it was just, there was something, and he raped Michonne.
Yeah, he raped her a couple times.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a one-time thing. He had her chained up. In the book, it's Glenn, Michonne, and Rick who go to Newbury, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Woodbury.
Woodbury. They go to Woodbury, and they find the governor, and Rick is able to... He cuts off Rick's hand and sends Rick back.
Which I thought they should have done.
Something along those lines. And so Glenn's there and Michonne's just being raped.
Yeah, a lot. Like massive rapage going on with Michonne.
Just for days, for no reason. Just.
And like, I feel like in there's a hatred that Michonne has for the governor on the series that.
It's invalid?
Yeah, almost, because he didn't really... What did he do to her?
He took Andrea.
Yeah, big deal.
But they kind of hint in the show that they have like a...
All right, whatever.
A lesbian...
That shit happens, you know? As
Bros before hoes,
Banky would say, man, you know, all a woman needs is some serious deep dicking. You know, I mean, I don't know. That if that's why she was that mad at him... It's total to me. It's unwarranted.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a little dumb. I didn't get why she hated him so much.
Okay. Well, let's get to season 4, because right now we're already.
So season 4 begins.
Season 4 begins. It opens up with Farmer Rick.
Yes.
At this point, Rick has given up his malicious ways.
We're going back a little bit. I have to.
Yeah, you have to get
recollect
caught up
a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to stay too much on Farmer Rick, but he's trying to. Basically after, I'm going to tie it into the end like they did, but after Carl had killed that boy at the end of season 3,
yeah.
Rick decides that he needs to teach him another way of living.
Trying to be normal.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's why Farmer Rick begins. He doesn't want to be in control anymore.
Forget about the survival. They have a safe place. They're going to grow their own food.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, you know, try and live as normal of a life as you can.
This council has been built up to create make basically decisions. This council is making all decisions that Rick made before, which just goes to show you how stressful of a position he had.
Oh yeah, the Rictatorship is done.
It took five or six people to make the decisions he made.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show you why he had to step down and why it was such a drain on him.
It was too much. He was losing his mind after Lori passed away. I mean, he was seeing visions of her. And then there's this flu.
It's a flu.
They come out and say it's a flu,
which is a really cool thing, because if you think before medicine, a flu could fucking...
It would wipe out areas, wipe out towns. You know, it's just something as simple as that.
And they're all living in a confined space.
Now, I forget where the flu came from. I don't remember
where
the flu began. Was it from the pigs they were eating? Because that's what I initially thought it was. Something was in the soil. My first thing was, and my father said it, was that he thinks the soil was rotten. People had died, all the zombies that had died in the soil.
I don't think they really ever hint at that.
No, I thought it was a cool theory anyway.
It's a cool theory. I don't think they ever...
But everybody's sick, or the people are starting to get sick. And in the show, if you die, you don't have to be bit by a zombie to turn into a zombie. Once you die, you were all infected. You get it, and once you die, you're coming back as a walker.
Well, the first person to die is let's talk about Beth's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Remember that in the first episode? Is actually a fairly well-known actor, so I assumed he was going to live. When he died, I was pretty shocked.
Yeah, right away. Like, he died, he didn't make it out of the first episode.
The first episode he was in, no.
Yeah, that was the kid who went into the shower, right?
No. That was the kid.
Patrick? Patrick?
Patrick was the kid who died, but her boyfriend was the one who died at the shopping, at the store.
Yes.
The roof collapsed.
Yes.
Because Bob was an alcoholic.
Cool. Yeah. I thought that was cool, all the zombies falling into the, through the roof, through the hole in the roof.
Yeah. And then Patrick... He dies from the flu. He's one of the first people. And then next episode, we cut to Karen and David are one of the first two as well. Karen being Tyrese's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then she is...
thing. He's bringing the flowers.
She is mysteriously murdered.
Yeah, they just find the two charred bodies. And then it was, who killed? I think that was two of the big questions throughout the first half of the season, is who killed the two of them, and who was feeding
rats.
The walkers. Yeah, feeding the walkers, the rats.
And then, we see the big fight between Rick and Tyrese.
Yeah, that was nasty.
And that upset me, because in the book, they're such good friends.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like it was from the start, too. Like, they respected each other anyway, and then once they felt each other out a little bit.
In the book, there's a scene after they leave Atlanta where they stay in this development of houses.
Mm-hmm.
It's winter there. That's one thing I love in the book that they don't do in the show, is it snows.
The seasons, yeah.
Yeah. Because everything's just hot and brown.
Yeah.
In Walking Dead.
It looks like it stinks.
Yeah,
it just smells.
Looks... Well, Tyrese, and then they meet up right before then, and it's an instant bond.
Yeah.
Instant. And in the show, they're just complete fucking strangers.
Yeah.
I don't think they've... Besides that scene,
it's
I don't think they
almost don't care to know each other or get to know each other.
Besides that scene, that's it. That's all they've got.
So what happens next? Again, you're going to have to...
Yeah, I kind of did a once-over...
The big thing there was the governor taxed the prison. Right?
Well, no, that's not until... We got a little bit more to go before then. Carrot and David, they are killed. They go on the hunt for meds.
Rick goes out with... Well, Glenn goes out on the hunt for meds, no?
No. The person who goes out on the hunt for meds is Tyrese.
And Daryl.
And Daryl. Bob, the alcoholic.
That's right. And they get swarmed by the walkers, and Tyrese stays in the
car.
You
see the mega horde for the first time.
Yeah. That was cool.
And also, that's the first time you hear Terminus on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Those who arrive
survive.
Tyrese goes on a crazy,
which in the book
killing
he
spree.
Does that killing spree, but it's in the middle of a gym.
Yeah,
which is insane.
Everything in the book was...
right after he got head from Michonne.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, they did hook up. That's right.
Because they're the only two black people they had.
Yeah, so racist, Robert Kirkman. Then we have the backstory of the governor too, right?
And then we lead into, they hunt for meds while Rick and Carol go to another section to hunt for meds. Mm-hmm. And that's when
Carol
they
reveals.
Meet. Well, they meet the other couple. Remember the one with the bum leg who end up dying?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was such a waste of an episode. Like, they followed these, and that girl just walked out. She walked away, and she got killed. I'm like, what the fuck gives a shit about these fucking people? The secondary characters that they spent an entire episode on, which was, I think it was a waste of time.
I love hearing you, bitch.
Well, I mean, they did all of that for what? To reveal that Carol was the one who killed these two people, and Rick's like, all right, well, you know what? You can go fuck yourself. Here's the car. You're out.
I'm not even talking about that. They meet a couple, a younger
couple. I remember them. But wasn't that the end of the episode when Carol revealed to Rick that she was the one who
the end of that episode is when Carol reveals she killed Karen, and
I'm saying that could have happened a lot earlier in the fucking episode.
Actually, no, we're remembering it wrong because she reveals to him that she killed Karen the episode before at the end. He just goes, did you kill Karen? And she's like, yes, I did. And then they go on the trip, and that's when he kicks her out
of the
group.
At the end, yeah, that's right. At the end,
that's when he says, you know, you're not coming back.
You can't come back. What is the council going to say? And I'll deal with the council.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't tell any. He tells Maggie when he gets back to the prison, which I was surprised. And Maggie sympathized with him. Mm-hmm. I would have done the same thing, which I think I might have done the same thing too. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if I have a kid running around, I don't want somebody that's just going to go and
take people
out.
You
know, she's concerned about the council, what they're going to think for him kicking her out. But meanwhile, you know, in the same aspect, why are you not concerned that you killed two people and that they're not going to kick you out for that or worse, you know? Yeah, and it was just, I don't know, those two people were fucking useless. There was no need for that. There was no need for 40 minutes of an hour-long episode to be dealing with these people. We can come with you. We're strong. The guy couldn't fucking walk. The girl was stupid. Then wasn't there that episode in that one where the girl had the boyfriend's head in the bag?
I forgot about her. That was at the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
as well.
And showed the head.
They never showed the head, but you knew what it was.
Yeah, I know, but I want to see the fucking head. It's a show about zombies. Show me the fucking zombies. I feel like the zombies, especially this season, have almost become an afterthought. You know,
there's zombies.
Yeah, hey, we're in the middle of apocalypse. You know, there's these creatures walking around.
It's because the people living are the worst people.
I get. Well, Chris Hardwick had said something on The Talking Dead, on the finale of The Talking Dead, he posed the question, who's the Walking Dead? Is it the zombies? Is it the walkers? Or is it the humans?
That's the whole premise of the book.
Yeah, I mean, and I thought that was an interesting question. Because, I mean, we're all, if you want to take it out of the show and take it to real life, we're all the Walking Dead. That's the only certainty in life is that we're all, everybody's got a death sentence. It's just a matter of when it's gonna come.
Getting too deep, bro.
I know. I'm philosophical here in Big Screen Small Talk.
But then, after that episode, once Beth gets kicked out, we jump into the governor.
Carol
gets kicked out. We jump into the governor, where the governor has been this whole time.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I could not give a fuck where the governor has been, will be, has ever been.
Two fucking episodes.
I just do not
nothing.
Give a shit.
Watched him grow a fucking beard, meet someone, and then it was like he just took that family on. You know? Mm-hmm. I lost my daughter. I lost my wife. Here's a chick with a daughter. Bam, that's my new wife and my new family. Like, he just said, this is what it is. And he was so fucked up that he believed that this was his family. Had to kill the old man, right? Their father got sick. Or he was old. I remember he had the oxygen tank, and he died in his bed, natural causes. And
they didn't realize he was going to come back, and
they killed him. Yeah, they didn't know. And he comes back and they killed him. And that was two fucking episodes. What am I fucking watching?
The governor should have died at the end of season 3.
Yes.
And we should have just moved on with our fucking lives.
The prison. Well, this will lead to now the end of the mid-season finale.
He has taken on his, Sanchez. No, hold on. Sanchez. What was the guy's name? It was something real racist.
Who?
Menendez.
Oh, one of his partners or whatever?
Yeah, who had this new
gang. Yeah, it was Juan Pablo something. I don't know.
He had a new gang of people.
I know he was in Sons of Anarchy, that guy. He was a member of a Spanish motorcycle club, so
this isn't
typecasting.
So he kills that guy and takes on his gang. He has a new gang.
That pissed me off too, because this is the guy he dumped him in the fucking in that hole, right? Where the walkers were. I'm like, this is great. We're gonna get the Romero shot where the fucking zombies grab you by the arm and three or four other guys come and they dig your hands and your guts and they just start pulling your fucking intestines out.
See your body separated.
Yeah, it's a Romero gag. He invented that shot, and there was nothing. There was nothing. No blood. No gore. No nothing.
Well, he takes on his group and
decides
he's gonna. He's like,
I want the prison. The prison's mine.
Yep, I have this new family that for some reason I care about.
And I have a tank.
And I have a tank, and I'm gonna just take over. Like,
yep.
And that'd have been. God, I just wish it would have happened. Fucking
it was. It's a very frustrating show, man.
So frustrating.
So he goes. He goes to.
Take the tank,
and he goes to the prison and says, "Rick, tells Rick what we need to talk."
He lies to his group, saying that these people are awful people who have killed. Does he call them cannibals?
I think he alludes to it. I don't remember correctly what he says, but I think he does allude that they've eaten people before.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes and kills Herschel.
He has him shown ready
like to... execution style. That to me. Was the best part of the whole first half of that season.
Yeah.
Herschel went out like a fucking boss, man. Herschel went out on a shield. He went out like a hero. Same thing. Same way with Dale. I thought the two best deaths so far on that show was Dale and Herschel. And Herschel just gets fucking beheaded.
Dale? And now,
yeah, Dale went out good. I thought Dale went out. Dale went out Romero style. They ripped him apart, man. And that was, I mean, bam, Shane's dead, bam, Dale's dead. Like, mm-hmm. And that was great. And then we got a whole season of people fucking camping. It's all it was. It was a season of Survivor. It was just less interesting than Survivor, which is a pretty uninteresting show. And that's pretty much how it ends. The Rick and the governor have the big brawl, finally. They have the fight. And what's her name? I forget, the lesbian... His new sister-in-law is the one that... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was the girl that he was in love with was the one that killed him, right? Mm-hmm. The one that he...
The one who delivers the last blow.
Yeah. Shoots him. And the governor, that's it. The governor is no more.
9 episodes ago.
And the prison now is wide open. The walkers that are meandering about outside...
The group is
overrun.
Separated.
Yeah, the group gets separated. And that's where we pick up... The second half of season 4,
mm-hmm.
which was long and just dragged on.
Fucking camping, man.
That's all it was. That's all it was. It was fucking camping. And every group had an episode or two.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of knew where it was going. I mean, a spoiler alert, there's cannibals. And I mean, I didn't know if we were going to run into them, like throughout the season.
Let's go back a little bit more for episode one, episode 9.
So the premiere of the second half of season 4.
Yeah, we see, Rick and Carl
mm-hmm.
holed up in a house, and he has to take care of them.
And Carl hates Rick.
Carl just hates him. I was so sick of that angsty bullshit.
Yeah, I you know what? I've had an issue with Carl in the comic a little bit.
Really?
Wasn't a fan of him? Yeah. Wasn't a fan. Despise him in the fucking show. Totally annoying. He annoys the shit out of me.
I love him.
I wanted to buy that shirt, the Shut Up Carl shirt. So big. Oh, get in the house, Carl.
No, I love the joke from season 2. What's the difference between Carl and the house?
What?
About 20 feet.
That's funny. Yeah,
that's my favorite Walking Dead joke.
But yeah, Rick hates Carl. Carl hates Rick. Carl thinks he can
live on his own.
Yeah, can survive out there by himself. And
well, that's what lots of teenagers do that. You got to think, Rick or Carl's older and now in the show than he will be in the book.
Yeah, I mean, there's a social commentary. You know what I mean? I get that, but I don't know if I'm with my dad and it's the fucking zombie apocalypse. You know what? I want to stay with as many people as I can.
I'm holding on to his leg.
Yeah, I want to stay with him, especially if I'm like 10 or 11 or whatever, however old Carl is supposed to be in the show. Rick falls into a fucking coma, apparently. I haven't slept in a month. The governor just kicked the shit out of me. I'm going to sleep on this couch for a little while. And Carl decides to explore. Yeah, scavenge. He finds a 45-pound can of
pudding.
Almost gets killed three times in the hunt for this fucking pudding. Which, again, I thought was... I just thought it was a boring... it wasn't bad. The acting is fine.
In the show, you also have Michonne's...
They give her a little bit of the backstory, right, with Michonne?
You get the backstory of her brothers. Her brother...
That was her boyfriend, and... In the way it was written, because that was like a little offshoot. That was a two or three page extra. No, it's a boyfriend and the boyfriend's friend.
Okay, yeah.
And Michonne has a son with this guy. And her pets, when you first meet Michonne, the two pets that she's walking with are actually the boyfriend and the boyfriend's friend.
Yeah, which is, that is how it is in the book. There is a Michonne issue where they explain her.
I remember
they even show
that.
Her getting her katana.
Yeah,
in the book
that was
was it released in Playboy.
Yeah, it was in Playboy. That's where I was getting to. Yes, it was released in Playboy that I read for the articles and Walking Dead inserts. Which is fine. I mean, I think they gave that the appropriate amount of time.
But they also went into her internal struggle where she was like, "Do I want to be part of a group again?" Because all that happens is they lose.
I don't care. Do you care about Michonne's internal struggle? You know the book. She's with the fucking group. She stays with the group. She doesn't go anywhere. It's just... Then Rick wakes up on the couch. Carl is afraid.
Almost shoots him
crying,
because he believes
like
a zombie.
Baby. Yeah, almost shoots his dad. And then the door starts jingling, and Rick tells Carl it's for you. Who's behind the door? It's fucking Michonne.
See Michonne crying.
Yeah, it's like they've kind of, I don't want to say like girlied her up a little bit, you know what I mean? But they girlied her up a little bit. She's a badass in the book. She's tougher than some of the guys in some of the male characters in the book.
Mm.
And she's just a run-of-the-mill girl who knows how to wield a katana. What was the next episode? Was that with the Tyrese episode? Episode 2 was with Tyrese? Or was that the... No, it wasn't Daryl, because I remember they held Daryl out for a little bit. It was like the third or fourth episode where we see Daryl for the first time.
I'm not sure. Maybe the next episode was Glenn and...
Was it Maggie, maybe? And Bob and Sasha?
Maggie, Bob, and Sasha? Could have been.
That's how...
I'm losing track of the episodes.
Well, I guess we don't have to go in order. I mean, it's all part of the same story. There's the episode with Tyrese... And he's got Beth.
Where you reveal that Judith is still alive.
Judith is still alive. That she might have been dead. Because
mm-hmm.
all you saw when they left the prison was the baby seat covered in blood.
Mm-hmm.
Which for those... Can we even spoil that for people who haven't read the book? Because I mean...
In the book, Judith dies.
Judith's dead.
In the book, Judith dies holding... When the governor comes to take the prison... what's his wife's name?
Lori
is still alive, and she's holding Judith.
She's running away, fleeing.
And takes a bullet straight through her, straight through the baby,
mm-hmm.
and they're both dead. That's how they die in the book. She survives childbirth.
Yeah. That was something, I'd be honest with you, when they did that in the show, I kind of thought that was better than the way it happened in the book.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been even more better for me, and call me sick or twisted or disturbed, had the zombie eaten both her and the baby, would have been phenomenal.
What if they would have done all that and the baby came out stillborn?
It would have been fine. I mean,
that's the way.
Regardless, the baby's dead anyway. So I mean, no, I mean, but you know what I mean. Like as far as staying true to the book, the baby's dead. However, they get to the baby being dead. The baby should have died when Laurie died.
Name.
You know, little ass kicker, and that was tough though. Carl having to kill his mom. That was really tough. That was really emotional. And I thought they did that. That was something to me that was.
But then again, we're talking about season 3 here.
Yeah, and just jumping back a little bit, but so we're with Tyrese. Judith is alive.
Judith has the two girls.
What the hell were their names now?
Mika and...
The other one.
Yeah. It's Mika and the other one.
Mika and a stupid sister. Who turned out to be the people.
Lizzie, that's right.
Lizzie's a fucking nut job.
Well, we'll get to that.
Lizzie was the one who was feeding the rats to the walkers.
In this episode, you see her kill a rabbit.
Yes.
You see her kill a rabbit, and then they're running from. There's a scene where she holds the baby's mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
That really took me for a loop. I was like, fuck. Like, they held on it for a while. Mm-hmm. And they showed it. They showed, like, the baby's eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like, they are really.
Well, that's. When you're out in the woods and during the apocalypse, that's a liability, man.
I understand that's a liability, but she looked like she was enjoying it. Lizzie.
Yeah, well, Lizzie. The switch went off with Lizzie a while ago. Something changed in her. She got rewired. And she wasn't a normal, like the wiring got switched with Carl a little bit, but he was able to conform to what was going on. Lizzie just fucking went off the reservation. Lizzie was nuts.
They get run down by zombies, and Carol saves them.
Well, that's the big reveal, is that Carol is still alive.
They reveal she watched everything at the prison go down.
So she was, so Carol is still alive and now joins Tyrese and the girls.
Yeah.
We find Daryl. With
Beth,
which again, she's complaining that she never had a drink before. If I don't have to hear Beth sing another fucking song for the rest of my life, I will be a very happy person.
Mm-hmm.
Got sick of it, and she wants a fucking drink.
Well,
and he yells at her.
Back to Carol though, real quick. That was the first introduction of Terminus. They see
the
guy they save. Well, they don't save him, but he's dying.
Mm-hmm.
They run into. He says, just follow the tracks. Terminus. That's right. Okay, and then you run into Daryl and Beth, and they find the same sign eventually.
And the tracks. Everybody eventually stumbles upon these train tracks. They're just at different parts.
Mm-hmm. We find Maggie and Sasha and Bob.
Alcoholic Bob. I don't like Bob.
they're on the hunt for Glenn.
Maggie's convinced that Glenn is alive and she will find him.
Glenn's back at the prison with the...
Yeah, Glenn wakes up at the prison and he finds... I want to say Tara?
Yeah, it's Tara.
Is that her name?
It's Tara. Good job.
Finds lesbian Tara, who has locked herself in a cage as the zombies are walking around her. But I guess, I mean, what else would you do? Either that, off yourself, or try and make a run for it.
Yeah.
Saves her, and they now also find the tracks and are on the road to Terminus.
Well, no. First, they run into the best reveal ever in Walking Dead history, which was Eugene, Abraham, and Rosita.
Mm-hmm.
And they look... 100% like they do in the comics.
They were pretty dead on.
I had never been so excited for an introduction of a character before. That was insane. And Eugene's perfect. Abraham is perfect.
The
Rosita
way that
hasn't
guy
really
plays
talked
Eugene.
Yet. But
yeah, Rosita's barely said anything. No, that was good. That was one of the
I love those characters.
One of the high points of this last season, I thought, was the reveal of them. Because they're pretty big characters in the book. Mm-hmm. They play a pretty decent role.
In the upcoming part, they do. With the new town.
Where they
coming.
Go, yeah.
Okay, and now we get into the episodes with... There was two with Beth and Daryl.
Which were...
Just fucking them
walking
around.
They were hard to watch. I like Daryl a lot. He's one of my favorite characters
The first one is the hunt for alcohol. Because Beth had never had a drink before.
Ridiculous.
So they go to a country club.
Yeah.
And they find different things.
Well, schnapps, peach schnapps. Like, he's yelling at her that, like, this is not what we need to be looking for. And then she finds a bottle of peach schnapps, tells her to take the drink, and as she's about to take it, he knocks the thing out of her hands. Your first drink ain't going to be peach schnapps. All right, dick, whatever. Like, what the fuck? Just let me take my drink and we can be on our way. And then he's like, oh, well, I'll...
Well, she was waiting for approval. She wanted Daryl to be like, you're a cool chick. Like, yeah, you drink that. Like, she's holding it like...
There was a weird sexual tension, I thought, going on between them.
If they wanted to blow my mind, they would have fucked. Because they played Truth or Dare at the end of that episode, too.
Yeah.
Or they play a drinking game.
Yeah, I forget what it... Have you ever?
Have
you ever been arrested? Have you ever
like,
done
have
this?
Have you ever blown a girl in a country shack during the zombie apocalypse? I said blown a girl. With your mouth.
How does that work? With your mouth. So, well, apparently Daryl has a hidden batch, a hidden stash of moonshine.
Well, apparently he found it on
him and Michonne had found it before. Mm-hmm. And they go back to this cabin, and yeah, he plays the game of Have You Ever with Beth, and
tries to teach her how to shoot arrows drunk.
Yeah, that was pretty. That was kind of cool. I thought he was yelling at her. They killed a couple walkers, and for whatever reason, they decide to burn down the shack. Blew my mind. It's like you've got an area. You've got it. You're inside. You're pretty as safe as you can be. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Let's burn it the fuck down and go camping again. Let's start hunting fucking squirrels. We missed the people that the Rick episode. Rick had.
Oh, Rick in the house.
Rick is in the house.
And you first meet these group of marauders.
They look bikers. Yeah, marauders is a good way of putting it. And he kills one of them.
But with one seeing his face.
Yeah.
One sees his face. He's trapped in this house. He can tell these are bad people by the way they're acting. He is trying to escape. He walks into a bathroom, and there happens to be one there. So he strangles him and leaves him to turn so he can get out of the house.
My first thought was that these were the cannibals. And I thought for sure these were the cannibals.
So did I. I believe I was the first person to fucking come running to you like, cannibals. Yeah. It's got to be the cannibals.
Like, I was super, super excited. I'm like, it's going to get good now. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I want to get back into the comic book a little bit. When they meet the cannibals, I remember there was a church. There was a part. Is that where they met the cannibals, or is that where the cannibals? Cause I remember the cannibals kidnapped Dale at one point.
At this point, Dale in the book, Dale's still alive. And they kidnapped Dale. Dale's leg had been cut off.
The tainted meat. I was waiting for that because I thought that was so horrific in the book. Him just yelling like a madman.
Dale's leg has been cut off. His story has been merged with Herschel's in the show. So Dale's leg's been cut off, and he gets bit, and the cannibals don't know that, but they cut off his other leg and eat it. And he yells, tainted meat.
Because nobody knows at this point. If you're bit, we didn't know if he was going to turn or not.
Yeah.
You know, they were just taking a shot in the dark, and he just assumed that he was infected. Just once you get bit, that's it.
Here's what happens. They run into the church. They meet a priest who lives in a church. Mm-hmm. I forget how they find him, but that's separate from the cannibals.
Okay. Yeah, but they were.
I believe the cannibals were just living in a house of some sort.
Close in time frame in the book.
No, they were the same time.
Oh yeah, all right. So it's just a different thing. Okay.
I believe they were kidnapped. I believe Dale was kidnapped from the church.
Okay, I knew there was something with the church from the book, like because I remember when I was going back.
So when I first met these bikers and we were hearing about Terminus, I thought Terminus was the church.
Yeah.
And the bikers were the cannibals. Mm-hmm.
And I thought for sure that these bikers were the cannibals.
Oh, I was 100%.
But now we talk about these people, and now we'll get back to Daryl. Daryl and Beth.
Daryl find
to burn this house down that they found.
They burn the house down. That's the end of the episode. They both give the finger in rebellion,
which is ridiculous. And zombies start walking through the fire, through the flames. And isn't this where Beth gets kidnapped?
No.
She gets kidnapped the following episode?
I believe it's the following episode or it's the episode after that, because the next episode, you see the smoke from the fire in the episode.
That's
with,
right. That's what we... Carol, now we go back to Tyrese and Carol, yeah, and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which, now we're maybe the best six episode? Episodes in at this point now, when probably. The second Tyrese and Carol episode. Which, yeah, I mean...
Three episodes left before the finale.
It wasn't a great episode.
But then for at the end, they saved it.
They saved it, but again, I didn't give a shit about what happened. I didn't care. It was fucked up, you know, like who does what Carol had to do, but who gives a fuck? In the grand scheme of the story of the show, it means fucking nothing.
She killed, well, okay, well, let's go back. We didn't really talk about what happened.
No, they stumble upon, they see this big plume of smoke. And I initially saw, that's the house. That's got to be the house that Daryl...
I didn't find out until like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, I told you. I
know, you're the one who told me. And I was like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
And then what gave it away to me was the zombies that they find that are on the train tracks, they're all charred up, which were the best looking zombies, I think, of the season. Minus the tunnel. When they got into the tunnel, that was pretty cool.
Bub.
Yeah. I like that Nicotero.
Bub.
He mentioned that. He said that's what it was. It was an homage.
He was Bub.
Yep.
When did he say that?
That was Bub. Simon Pegg tweeted something, and then Nicotero retweeted it. So I took that as Nicotero saying that was Bub. Simon Pegg tweeted something. You know, did anybody catch the familiar looking zombie last night in The Walking Dead? That was cool. You picked it out because I wasn't watching that episode. And you texted me like, "Is that Bub?" And I was like, "Fucking guy!" I'm like, "I'm not watching it yet. I was watching Total Divas." And I was like, "Son of a bitch!" And then I was like, "Oh, now I gotta watch." So they find these charred zombies. They kill the zombies.
They find a house.
They get into the house, and it's nice. It's a really nice house, and there's food there, and
they're thinking maybe we can live here.
Yeah, and then
Lizzie's fucking insane.
Lizzie is outside. Carol is in the kitchen, and she looks outside, and there's Lizzie playing around with a fucking zombie.
Playing Ring Around the Rosie.
Yeah, Carol walks out, does what needs to be done, kills the zombie, and Lizzie goes ape shit. That was my friend. You killed my friend. Stupid fucking idiot kid. And at that point, they know that she's not right. Yeah, she's gone. There's no differentiating, you know, the zombies because she thinks that they're good people. She goes back to the train tracks. There's a zombie who's in half, and she starts feeding them rats again.
And that's when you realize she's the one who's been feeding them rats.
That's where that reveal was. And Mika, the sister, comes, and I think they almost get...
They get in an argument.
Yeah, but they end up going back to the house, and they kind of get overrun a little bit. Okay. And all of a sudden, everybody's back on the same page, all of them. The two kids, Tyrese and Carol, they're all... It's a firefight. They're all killing the zombies. And you start thinking, well, maybe Lizzie's normal. She gets it now, you know? Bam, she's shooting him in the head. Well, Tyrese and Carol go for a walk. Leave the kids unattended, which is always a bad idea.
They did the entire episode. The kids were all... I'm like, where the fuck are these parents? Yep. Kids on the escalator again. Like, I don't care which parent, just some parent needs to come and watch.
Not a year. I don't read a story about a kid and an escalator. They come back from their walk.
And Lizzie standing there with a knife.
Covered in blood.
And Mika is...
Mika's dead.
And Mika is dead.
She killed her sister in cold blood to prove a point that when she comes back, that they're the same. There's no difference between a human and a zombie. They come back and everything's going to be the same. And yeah, this was hard. This was hard because if you put yourself in those shoes, I don't know if I could do what Carol did. Maybe in that situation, but it's a tough subject matter to broach.
My only problem with the death of Lizzie, because Carol shoots her in cold blood.
Is it in cold blood, though?
It's in cold blood.
I mean, I think you're wiping out a threat, a liability, more than anything. I think she's a liability.
The difference between hot blood and cold blood is hot blood, it's a direct danger. Well, would you still feel as Lizzie is a direct danger?
I do. Because who's to say that we're in this house and we go to sleep? And Lizzie wakes up in the middle of the night, and there's a walker outside. And who's to say that she's not going to go open the door and let this thing in?
You look cold, Walker. Like, come in and...
Well, you're a regular person. I've got a rat here. You're hungry? I've got a rat and three people. Come, you got a buffet here, a Tyrese and Carol buffet. So, yeah, to me, she's a threat, because I don't know what she's going to do. She might kill me in my sleep.
Yeah, just to prove a point.
You know? So, I mean, it was tough. Look at the flowers, Lizzie. Look at the flowers.
And that's my only problem with that whole scene is look at the flower.
Like, why?
Well, it's directly from Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, but it was also a callback from earlier
in the episode.
In the series when their father died. They used, and the father got bit, told Carol to watch after them. And Lizzie had said something, one of them had said something that when the mom, their mom, who I don't think we met on the show, when the girls were afraid, she would tell her to look at the flowers.
See, I don't know that. So that saves that for me.
Yeah, I remember Lizzie telling Mika that, you know, when her father was turning and Carol had to kill the father, she told her, look at the flowers, Mika, look at the flowers.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's what that was. That was Carol, you know, and I'm wondering if Lizzie knew what was happening. Because, like, why would you, I mean, they walked right out into the field and like, why would she be telling me to look at the flowers? Keep, don't turn around.
Well, she's crying. She knows something is wrong.
Something's up, yeah.
She knows she knows Carol's mad at her for what she did.
Did you want to see it? Was there a piece of you that wanted to see her shoot this kid?
As far as, did I want to see the physical shot hit her?
Or yes.
Did I think she had the right to do it, and I agreed with what she was doing?
I agreed. No, I want. Did you?
I agreed with what she did.
I totally agree with what she did. Was there a part of you that wanted to see the CG headshot?
The CG? No. Did you see blood? Did you see flowers covered in blood? That would have been a nice shot.
That would have been like a Django Unchained type of deal?
Yeah, just like, whoosh, like you see the blood hit the flowers?
Yeah, like a splatter. That would have been cool. I would have settled for that. But yeah, there was a little bit. I'm a gore hound, though. I mean, like, I want to see the stuff. If you're going to put it in, it's a tough subject matter, but go all the way. You're going to kill the kid. I want to see you kill the kid.
And then, you know, Lizzie's dead. They bury her sister. At the end of the episode, Carol finally tells Tyrese that she's the one who killed Karen.
Yeah. I think that was, again, 40-minute episode, you know, 45 minutes to get to the one piece of legitimate story. You know, the one piece of legitimate story in that episode.
Mm-hmm. And it takes the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, and it's quick. Mm-hmm. Next week on The Walking Dead. And Tyrese forgives her.
Tyrese forgives her.
Which I was a little surprised about. I would have wanted to kill. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how
long. What's
he going
to do? Get up and fucking
But how long were they dating? That's the other thing.
Karen?
Like, yeah, I mean, they just fucking. Well, I'm here. You're here. I got a dick. And, you know.
Whatever. Either way.
Yeah,
you do or you don't.
Either way. You want to, you don't.
You don't.
Bringing her flowers. That bothered me. I'm like, Tyrese doesn't bring any chick flowers.
He brings him big dick.
Yeah. Hello. I got my hammer here. My name's Tyrese. Yeah. This is bigger Tyrese. But and then what's the next? Shut up, man. Now it's in my fucking head that I keep saying, but. Oh, man. I don't want to be called Shabatsky.
Shabatsky.
Robin Sparkles.
Now
we go back to... Is it? It's
Daryl and Beth's. They find a similar type home where it's all set up.
Yeah.
It's a funeral home.
But I think, wasn't their episode, that second Daryl and Beth episode, interspliced with the Maggie and Sasha and Bob?
Probably.
Where Maggie decides she's going to go off on her own.
Okay, yeah.
And Bob says he's going to go off on his
really
own. No, they just walk in train tracks. What happened that whole episode? The biggest thing was that Beth got kidnapped. Beth got thrown into the trunk of the car, and that was it. And Maggie's killing walkers and using the blood to write notes to Glenn. Go to Terminus.
Which was really fucking cool.
I thought it was really cool to see Maggie go all crazy and shit. And so she's leaving these things. Then we get back to Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn and Eugene.
Well, hold on. You stopped way too early with the Beth thing.
What?
Beth is kidnapped.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh,
and you never...
You don't see who kidnapped her.
You don't see who kidnapped her, and you never find out the season.
No.
The season ends without knowing.
I have an idea as to where Beth is.
Do you think this house was set up as a trap?
Possibly.
Because it has food in there. It has...
But the...
Everything is set up.
The thing is... Well, are you in agreement with me that the people from Terminus are the ones that kidnapped Beth?
Maybe. I also kind of think that the church that we mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm,
could have been the one that kidnapped Beth.
Okay.
Because a church and a funeral home usually are...
Yeah, they were in a funeral home.
It was a funeral parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume maybe the thing that bugs me about the scene is I don't know if the zombies were sent to the house,
because
there's a dog, remember?
Yeah.
I don't know if the dog drawled the zombies to the house and that's why the zombies showed up. And maybe the person didn't kidnap Carol but saved Carol.
Yeah.
But from our end, it looks like a kidnapping.
Yeah.
Because she didn't know if Daryl was getting out alive or not.
Beth.
Because he says, Beth, go, I got this. He draws them down into the basement, goes on a zombie killing spree. And then he gets out and sees Beth take off in a car. That's all he sees. And there's a cross on the back of the car. Don't know if you remember that.
Oh, no.
There's a cross.
I didn't notice that.
It looks...
Okay.
It looks more like a like an iron cross
like
type
Jesus
thing.
Fish?
Not
like
a Jesus. Yeah, it looks kind of actually like a biker gang cross.
All right, so where are we now? Beth is kidnapped.
Beth is kidnapped.
Daryl meets up with the bikers.
Daryl,
or whatever they are.
That episode, yeah.
That's
he meets
the end
up
of
the
episode. He meets up with this group of guys that you come to find out were the same guys that Rick had seen earlier in the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're on to the second Glenn episode, correct?
Well, Glenn and Eugene, Abraham, Rosita, and Tara are on their way to Terminus because their car broke down and...
And they come
Glenn wouldn't go with them.
Yeah. Glenn's got the riot gear, so Glenn's going to do what the hell Glenn wants to do. And they come to a tunnel. A dark, dark tunnel.
And they go separate. They go
Which
separate
I'm not
ways.
Going into the fucking tunnel. I don't care who's supposed to be on the other end. I'm going to walk around the tunnel. I'm going to double back. But Glenn
I
goes in.
The tunnel.
I don't know, man.
I either go through the tunnel.
And there was noises coming through the tunnel before they got in it. No way.
It's either that or I'd make a lot of noise at the front of the tunnel and
to try
just
and
wait,
draw them out.
Just wait, see who shows up.
Yeah, but
up.
Then you still got to walk around, though. I mean, if you're calling these things out, you're going to have to walk around the tunnel. You're going to have to go around.
Why? You're calling them out so you can kill them and then go through.
But you don't know how many are in there.
That's true. You don't know how
many. You might get overrun. But you and a chick with a bad leg, too.
It didn't sound like there were that many in there.
I don't know. How many zombies is too many? One's too many for me. I might be able to take down one. If I got three coming at me, I'm not fast. Zombieland, man. The rules. Cardio.
That was on
not good. I'm not. That's. I'm done. I saw that movie. I was like, all right, first rule failed. Out. Well, they end up walking through the tunnel where we meet Bub. They come across a bunch of walkers. Some of them are in rubble, encased in rubble, because it looked like the ceiling had collapsed at some point.
Well, Maggie says later she shot that, didn't she?
Yeah.
She shot the ceiling.
And so Abraham and Eugene and Rosita decide to double back and go around. They find a minivan.
Mm-hmm.
And Eugene finds the tracks. He makes Rosita stop.
To make sure that they got out the other side.
Yeah. And then he hears... Well, he sees something.
Why didn't they just
something.
Get a car? If it's that fast, why didn't they just get a car to begin with?
Don't understand. There's a lot of things I don't get. Well, he sees something, Eugene, but you don't see what it is. And when he come back from commercial, I knew what it was too. But when they come back from commercial, they're back in the inside the tunnel, and then all of a sudden, somebody opens fire, and what should have been an extremely emotional reunion between Glenn and Maggie, like I wanted this to be, Jin and Sun from Lost. That's what I wanted it to be.
That's a big one.
Okay, and it wasn't. It was like, hey, Maggie. Hey, Glenn. How's it, you lived. You saw my notes, huh? That's great. It's awesome. I knew it was going to work.
It always does.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Terminus. And that's how that episode ends, right? Don't they get they get there. They walk through the doors of Terminus.
Yeah.
And they're playing this big music, lower your weapons, and that's it.
And there's the scene... Where they walk in, I've talked about this scene so many times, and they're playing that nice acoustic music, and there's nobody, for some reason there's not a gate locked in this place, they're just walking through, so any zombie could come in at any time.
Lower your weapons, you'll be met at the door.
Yeah, met at the door, and then you see this nice woman, Mary?
Mary is her Mary name, we find name. Out in the next episode.
And she says about them looking weary. And she says, you see her in front of this giant grill.
I didn't get this. When you told me it, I didn't.
You see them in front of this giant grill, and it looks like there's big hunks of meat on there, so I'm like, cannibals. And then she comes out from behind the grill and says, we'll make you a plate.
Yeah, I didn't put that. What?
And then I was just like, okay, that's a hint. She's going to turn these guys into plates.
You're going to be the plate of food.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, I know everything I need to know now.
You look weary. Eat this so you can fatten up and we can have a new plate of Glenn.
Maybe that's what they do. Maybe they are fattening them up on humans.
Yeah.
That seems counterproductive.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I want to eat you. I don't want you to be eating other things. I don't want you to be eating my food.
by the time you eat that food, that food's gone, and now they're just eating. They're just doubling up.
So now we're at the season finale.
Well, we didn't talk about the episode with Daryl where he's living with the Marauders and
claimed.
The rules. Claimed. Like, it's dibs. We all know what dibs
is.
Yeah,
it's like
dibs. Just,
I found a rabbit. You know, I killed it. It's mine. It's claimed. And the fucking guy cut it in half. But again, that's like, who gives a shit? Do you care? We missed it. I didn't. Okay. The guy cuts the rabbit in half, and then what happens? They go to the thing. The guy tries to plant the other end of the rabbit on Daryl. They kind of argue a little bit, and the guy, the Joe, the head marauder, has them beat up their own guy
to death.
Yeah, because I saw him do it. That's it. And now we're at the finale.
Yep. Now we're at the. Well, we had to talk about it.
And the finale opens with Bloody Rick leaning up against the car.
Yeah, it opens up with Bloody Rick.
And you texted me minutes before it happened. You said, "Do you remember this?" And I was like, "Holy shit, I do." Because when the Marauders came out and put the gun to Rick's head, I was like, fucking cannibals. I'm like, because I was on, when you told me the whole "we'll make you a plate" from the week before, I was on board. I said, that makes total sense. I didn't see it, but it makes total sense. And then they came out. I was like, they fucking did it on purpose. I'm like, way to go, writers. You did something good.
I was like, misdirection.
And it was great. And then you were like, what about this? All of a sudden, come here, Carl, bend over.
Because in the book, this scene does take place. I believe it happens when they're going to get Morgan.
Yeah.
Or when they're coming back from getting Morgan, one of the two. Because in the book, Morgan does come back, and he is a main character.
Yeah, he's with them for a long time.
He's with them.
Doesn't
for
he
a
hook
while.
Up with Michonne at one point, too? He hooks up with somebody.
Well, they're black.
Again.
Every time there's a black guy, Michonne hooks up with him. Even right now in the book, there's a black guy, and she hooked
What's
up with
him.
What's
the deal with the white meat? Michonne don't like the white meat.
Unless it's a girl.
Unless it's a girl, yeah. Which they don't allude to at all in the comic book.
No. But what was I saying? Okay. In the book, there is a scene where they're out at night and Carl is almost taken advantage of sexually by a group of people.
Raped.
Almost raped. I didn't want to say
raped.
He's graped in the mouth.
Did
you watch that?
I did watch it, yeah.
Did
it was
you
hysterical.
So he's almost raped. So I texted Anthony right before that and was like, do you remember that? Yep, that's what it is. I'm like, I'm calling it now.
And it was like, it was instant. And like, as soon as you texted it to me, this guy's like, check this out, Carl. He's like, look at the flowers. And
we'll show you where the wild goose goes.
And Rick just
unleashes.
Rick.
Unchained.
Crazy Rick came out again.
Fucking Jane.
Joe starts beating the shit out of Rick and kind of puts him in a bear hug.
And he's like, what are you going to do now? Rips his fucking throat.
Bites his throat right out, man. Bites it right the fuck out. That was one of the best scenes in the series, in the season so far. I thought that was great. And then they kill everybody.
And then they fucking murder everybody. And that, again, that happens. That's kind of like the start off before the cannibals in the book. Because at this point in the book, Rick has been taking so much shit.
He's coming unhinged.
And he's trying to keep society together. Mm-hmm. He's like, we're better than, we don't have to be like this with the governor, with everybody. He's like, look, just leave me alone. I'll leave you alone. We'll both live. And he's starting to realize that's not the world you live in anymore.
It's not gonna happen.
So that group, when they threaten Carl, done.
That was
fucking
it. That was his kid.
Murdered.
Because that's all he cares about at this point is keeping Carl alive.
Yep, because at this point in the book and in the show, his rest of his family's dead.
Yeah.
The rest of his friends are pretty much dead. The only friends he has now, he's met in the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Shane's dead. Dale's dead.
Yeah, Shane was a jerk off anyway.
Yeah, I fucking hated that guy.
He was such a good character, though, in the show. So good.
So they threaten him, and then, you know, he's fucking like, these guys are done.
Yeah.
Fucking dead. In the book, the cannibals come and they say, you know, we have Dale and we're just going to keep fucking eating you. And there's nothing you can do about it. No, 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 no. And Rick's like, oh, yeah?
Check
fucking
this
dead.
Out.
And he murders all the cannibals, too.
One-handed Rick kills everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So Rick, Daryl, Michonne, and Carl kill the Marauders. The Marauders are gone.
Marauders are dead. They make their way to
Terminus, and they find Terminus. And they get there, and
they go into the back door because they want to check out everything.
Yep.
Because he's been, you know,
he's smart. He
went to Woodbury.
I don't trust this.
He knows how that shit goes down.
And he runs. He gets in. They finally get into Terminus. They're met
by Mary, offers to make them a plate.
And they're young. Well, no, they meet that young guy first. The leader or whatever. And he's tries to explain what Terminus is, but Rick's not buying it right off the bat.
And he's like, lower your weapons.
Yeah.
And then he lets them have them again.
Yeah. He obliges
with
them.
So they're like, okay,
maybe we can trust these people. And he takes them out to where. To where Mary is, to the grill, the barbecue station. There was a flashback earlier in the episode of Herschel. I think this is relevant to what to Rick, because it has to do with the watch.
Mm-hmm.
He asks Herschel what time it is, and he says, since I gave Glenn the watch, you know, the only time it is today. So they're out there, and Rick, being a cop, being, you know, on edge and not trusting anybody, notices the chain from that watch in somebody's pocket.
And then he looks over and you see
the riot gear.
Glenn's and Maggie's.
And Maggie's poncho. And Rick goes to grab the plate, knocks the plate out of the hand, and it's on.
And what I love about the scene is Carl, Michonne, Daryl, guns up.
Bam. Instantly.
They don't have to know anything. They're not like Rick. They're like, Rick, what are you doing?
No.
They're like, fucking, okay, Rick says this is a bad idea. Yeah. I'm in.
Where did you get this watch? Crazy Rick is back. Where did you get this watch from? And then they made in that poncho and that riot gear, and there's a whole bunch of bullshit.
And the dude puts his hand up to signal to the sniper.
Yep.
And then the second he closes his hand, Rick just moves that guy, and that dude's fucking dead.
Dead. Gets it right through the head.
It's so good.
And now, this is where I texted Ryan, because now there's snipers on every rooftop. I didn't realize it until the next day. And they're essentially funneling these people to where they want them to go. What are they shooting with their fucking feet? Yeah, I'm like, these are the worst snipers ever.
For some reason, a lot of the people didn't understand what had happened. In this area, if you look, they are shooting behind them. When they want to make a left, they shoot in front of them, so they turn right. If you look at the ground, like the walls and everything, you can see they've shot so much because they're funneling people in.
Yeah, they're just putting you on the maze. They're telling you where to go. This is where you got
to
be.
They want you in this train car, and they know how to get you to that train car. Yep. They know how to get you in front of this line of guns.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier in the episode, Rick kind of lets you know about that because he explains trapping to Carl and to Michonne.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, I'll look at this ditch.
A little foreshadowing.
They show him how the animal funnels in, and he shows him the little noose, and he like.
Perfect.
And boom, caught. And then they foreshadow right into the
funneling of the humans.
Yeah, and they had no idea they were doing it.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to run. But now, still not totally sure that these are the cannibals.
Oh, come on.
As they're being funneled to this train car, it's a blink and you miss it shot. There is a pile of human bones and meat laying on the floor. And that's it. These are the cannibals. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they still have not said that they're the cannibals.
Not yet.
And
they run into that. They run into a room, and on the walls it says "Never trust again."
Yeah, I was waiting for them to find Beth with like no legs, sitting there with bones or something. You know, really cool gag. Just Beth's upper half, and then his bones just sitting there. That would have been hysterical.
The way I picture that in my head is way worse than it
would have been. Awesome. What do you do, Rick? Carl.
I just picture, like, you know how in cartoons when somebody's really hungry and they picture somebody as like a chicken. That's how I pictured that in my head. Like, what?
Legs are shaking. And you hear the bones. But shut up. I can't stop. I've got Chbosky syndrome. So, yeah, they funnel them to a train car, and they one by one, they go into this train to this train car, and who is in the car with them? It's the survivors. It's Glenn. It's Maggie.
Bob, Adrian.
Bob, Adrian. Abraham, Eugene. Older than my kid being born. The greatest day in the history of my life. It's not a bad Rocky.
Found the rest of the survivors.
It's the rest of the survivors. Other than Carol and Tyrese. They're still on the way to Terminus. And Judith and the baby. Rick's going to flip his shit when he finds the kid.
Yeah, he's still...
Rick has no idea that the baby's alive.
Rick has no idea. Nobody in that group knows the baby's alive. Actually.
And then Rick gives the one-liner. They're in trouble. What do you mean? They don't know who they're screwing with. Bam. See you in October. That was pretty much it. That was, mm-hmm. and that's how it ended. And that, to me, I gave the show a lot of shit this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've said many nice things about it. I think this is the nicest I've spoken about the show.
Yeah, when I mentioned season. Doing the show, you were like...
I was like, it sucks, Ryan. After
that
you.
That was going to be the show.
I thought this was going to be a very short episode. But that last episode, to me, made up for the second half of the season anyway.
Okay. And then, so let's go down the list of... Rick still doesn't know Judith is alive.
Nope.
We don't know where Beth is.
Nope.
We don't technically know that they're cannibals yet, but we can assume.
Yeah.
Predictions for next season.
I think Beth is with the cannibals.
Okay.
Personally. And I think if she's not alive, I think Beth was on the barbecue. And I think they're going to find some remains of Beth or a half-eaten Beth. That's what I want to see. You want to do something fucking crazy?
You want to blow my mind?
Show me a half-eaten Beth. Alive. She's still alive. They're keeping her alive. Because, like you had said, that if they kill you... You start rotting, the meat goes bad, you can't, it's no good. It eliminates the food source if these people are dead. Unless they got an industrial freezer.
They want to keep you alive as possible.
Yeah.
Just keep eating.
I think, like you said too, I agree with what you were saying. We're going to get at least two Terminus episodes.
We're going to get, my problem with Walking Dead in general is that they just drag things out for way too long. And I, as a person who loves the books, and I really want to like the show. I want to like the show so fucking bad.
Because there's nothing like it on TV. Being a horror fan, there's nothing. And again, something that you said, like, we have to keep watching this show because there's nothing like it on. There's never been anything like it before. And if we don't support it, there's never going to be anything like it again.
I want to like it so much, but they drag things out.
Yeah.
If you want a perfect example of a show that doesn't drag things out, it's Arrow.
Yeah, I gotta start watching that.
It's just fucking, like, this is happening? Okay, boom. Episode done. Like, they just fucking move from point to point to point.
They move. I mean, I don't have a problem with slow episodes. I don't have a problem with episodes where nothing happens. I understand. It's a 12, 16, 20 episode season. You're not gonna have fantastic shows, you know. You're not gonna be jam-packed with story every week. But, I mean, I feel like every week with this show, we're watching nothing happen.
Okay, and the producer or director, I think it was the executive producer, was on
Gimple. Yeah,
he was on the Talking Dead, and he said how every 8 episodes they have to change the show entirely.
Why?
That's just, he says that's how they work it. Every 8 episodes they change it, they turn it into a different show.
It seems like it's been the same fucking camping show for the last 16.
Well, I feel like the next 8 episodes is going to be all about the rise of Terminus. And there's going to be at least 3 episodes without the
group. You're
going
with 3? I'm saying 2.
Well, there's going to be 2 to open, but there's going to be 1 later.
Okay.
And there's going to be 2 episodes of backstory, 1 episode of Rick and Tyrese and Carol getting to the camp.
Yeah.
It's Terminus. Somebody is going to escape.
Out of the cart.
Out of the cart. Because they have guns buried outside.
Yeah.
So somebody is going to.
Do you think the end of Terminus... Do you think they're going to drag Terminus out for the entire season?
Yes.
The 16 episodes?
I don't think they'll be out of Terminus until... The mid-season finale.
You think the mid-season finale, the shit goes down and we're out of Terminus and we're heading to this next spot or the church?
Well, maybe also Beth, like I said earlier, maybe she's at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Tyrese and Carol run into the church first and the church knows
about Terminus. And they know about the people, and that would be cool. That would be cool. I could deal with the Carol and Tyrese episode if that's what it's about. That's pushing the story along. You know, something's happening. There's something with this meat there. But yeah, I mean, overall, I was disappointed with the season.
Season 4. I was disappointed with the first half. Once the governor died, I'm telling you, the mid-season finale was it was everything I ever wanted.
Yeah,
from the
book. That was a very good episode.
Everything I ever wanted from, like, book to screen adaptation.
It was really good.
When I saw him pull up on the tank,
mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, this is all I ever wanted. I was kicking my feet in my bed, just like, yes.
Kill them all. I was like, this is it. Yeah, and I don't know. It just kind of shot the bed for me the rest of the way. But, yeah, so
That's it for
episode 3 of Big Screen Small Talk. Yep, so hope you enjoyed. Again, check us out on Twitter at BSST Podcast.
On Facebook at facebook.com/BigScreenSmallTalk.
And I am Anthony Mottola.
I'm Ryan Waltz.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.